I stood off from the crowd, as lonely as I've ever been, alone in my thoughts, like a single lost bookend. It's useless, I thought. Just walk away. Call it a day. Lonely is who I am. Lonely I will stay. You will not, she seemed to have said. The words rang in my head as I glanced across the room, while the others danced around us, totally consumed. We were bit players in the theater of their lives, easily dismissed as playing no great role. We were the odd people out, and it wrestled with my soul. She had big green eyes, like jewels of emerald stone. She was so beautiful, but still, she sat alone. I hunkered on the other side of the room, staring like a fool, my thoughts a whirl. Oh, what shall I do? Approach her quickly, now. No more alibis, or the moment would disappear right before my eyes. It was now or never. It was meant to be my day. I approached her cautiously, so as not to frighten her away. She looked at me and peeled off these words. They circled me in a whirlwind like frightened little birds. You think I'm real, but I'm not. An imaginary girl enticing you to walk across the room. I'm not here. I'm in your mind. There's nothing to assume. You're a lonely boy. You have to find your way. Break into the crowds, or alone you will stay. Now ask a girl to dance. No, it can't be me. I've only come to talk to you and set your spirits free. So forever remember me when you're no longer alone, the girl with big green eyes, like jewels of emerald stone. Where did she come from? I haven't a clue. She just appeared and fell into my view. I tried to play it cool with my practiced frozen stare. No way to escape, to get to the door. It was as if I was nailed to the gymnasium's floor. And just like that, she was gone, and I was left. I couldn't tag along. But that very night, she took away my fear. She took away my fright. She, with the big green eyes, like jewels of emerald stone.